translation by Srila Prabhupada. Now, fully desiring release from material life, I offer my respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Person who is the creator of the universe, who is himself the form of the universe, and who is nonetheless transcendental to this cosmic manifestation. He is the supreme knower of everything in this world, the supersoul of the universe. He is unborn, supremely situated Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Purport. Sometimes, when bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, is preached to the common man, people argue, where is Krishna? Where is God? Can you show him to us? In this verse, the answer is given that if we are sufficiently intelligent, we must know that there is someone who has created the entire cosmic manifestation, who has applied and has become the ingredients for this cosmic manifestation, who is eternally existing, but who is not within the cosmic manifestation. Simply on the basis of this suggestion, one can offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord. This is the beginning of devotional service. Om Agyana Timaranda Shagyanam Jana Salakya Chakshur Muditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantaka Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasri Gura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, from those who have been in the class the last days, who is not initiated, who is speaking? Gajendra. What does that mean, Gajendra? The name, what does it mean? King. Gaja is elephant and Indra is king. Nripa is Sanskrit also for king, but Gajendra, Indra, and the name Indra, the demigod Indra, it's not his name, it's a position. Yeah, he's another name. And Gajendra, that is not his name, it's just a description, just there's another name of him, it's called Gajapati, the head of the elephants. So even our incarnations of the Lord, like Varaha, but it's not his name. It's the boar incarnation. It's called boar, you know, and Narasingha, you know, it's lion. And so like that. So many of the names is like Murugari. Mriga is animals. Ri is the enemy of the animals. Mrigari. And Mrigapati is the master of the animals. So like that. So Sanskrit... So it's also, so those names are not specifically their name, like Jumbo or something like that. But like that. But anyway, so this elephant, he was very powerful. And he was having a good time in a very beautiful place that it described, with beautiful clear waters, with waterfalls and golden lilies. And he was having a bath. It was very warm, and she elephants, they were a little tired. So let's have a bath. So they went there for the lake, and then he went, because he was so powerful elephant that all the lions and all the tigers and ferocious animals they went out of his way. You know, they heard him coming. Very big elephant, huge. So he was all powerful. And he didn't harm the little ones like rabbits, it's described, and deer, but the voracious ones, they went away, because this one is even more dangerous, you know. So didn't want to fight, didn't want to get hurt. So he went there with his bath, and he was feeling good, and he took his water with his trunk, and he went all over his wives and children. He went, psh, you know, nice cooling, have a fun. And then a crocodile bit him. Well, the elephant is very, very strong. But the crocodile was also very, very strong. But so they were. The crocodile wanted him, you know, to pull him further in the water, and Gajendra trying to get out of the water. And but he was pulling, and the other one was pulling. So it was like that. And it said that it took about 1,000 years. There were 1,000 years, like this. So why was the crocodile at the end more successful than the elephant? It is described in the previous verses. Anyone says uninitiated first? Initiated, yes. It is described in the Bhagavatam that the crocodile was in his element. He was in the water, so that's why it was his nature surrounding. He could drink at the same time, and he was refreshing himself with blood. He had something to eat. Like a gender was for 1,000 years, maybe not but so he wasn't eating anything. He was just and his body was getting weaker and weaker. And then what happened? He just came to a senses. I'm helpless. I can't save myself. And then, because in his previous life he was a great devotee, he remembered the Lord. And then, by the Lord's mercy, from within, he remembered the beautiful prayers he was chanting in his previous life. So he was glorifying the Lord with all kinds of, like, oh soul, like this, oh soul of the universe, oh this, oh maintainer of the universe, oh is outside the universe, who knows everything, blah, blah, like that, so many verses. And then the Lord became pleased. So we, the living entities, we have the tendency that if we're doing well, if we're healthy and strong, etc., etc., that we have the tendency to forget about God. And when we are in distress, oh God, please help me. There's a Dutch joke, and someone fell out of the water. It's not out the window. It's not funny if you translate it, but so he fell out of the water and he says, "Oh God, help!" And then his coat hangs to a hook in the wall, and he said, "Oh, what a muscle." Then he said, "Oh, what a good luck, you know." So you forget about God. Another story about an atheist on his way to speak in a conference of atheism. He was kidnapped and he was put in the trunk of his car, in the back trunk. So he was released eventually, and then the reporter said, "What were you thinking of when you were there?" He said, "Well, actually, I prayed." And he was going to speak about atheism. You see, so everyone who is in need goes to the church. But what Srila Prabhupada says about these people, you know, like after the Second World War, and the English ladies and the German ladies went to the church, and he said, "My dear Lord, please let my husband come back from the war battlefield. Let my son come back from the battlefield." And then, because he didn't come back from the battlefield, they became atheists, Prabhupada said. So we are here. We're all devotees. But the test is when something bad happens. That is your test. To see if you actually believe in Krishna. You know, if you don't become angry, why have you forgotten me? Why have you forsaken me? You know, like that. Sometimes you might say, so you might get angry. You know, what is this? You're God, I'm your devotee. Why do I get sick? What is this? Why does my son die? You know, why does my house is burgled? Why does my car get stolen? What is this? I'm your devotee. I have no money. You know, like that. You can become angry. But a devotee, whatever situation you is, thinks, supposed to think, why is this happening to me? What have I done wrong? Maybe in my previous life I've done something similar. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, God is in the heart of everyone. He's in the heart of the thief as well. And he's in the heart of the murderer and whatever. So I just have to accept it, that it's providence, and I can't change it. And see it as the mercy of the Lord. So now there is a devotee. His name is Dr. Rishikesh Conti. Do you know, who knows him? He is a homeopathic doctor. And he was giving here free consults at the manor previously. But now I have a correspondence with him. So now, so he's sending me all kinds of interesting things and funny things. And so I was asking how you're doing, because I knew he was very sick. He has MND. It's something where you get paralyzed more and more. My godbrother Vegetaferia had it, and up to the end he was up to here paralyzed. And then it went here, and then he died. So he says, UK population 63 million. MND people suffering less than 6,000 people in UK. Cause not known, because I ask him, is it in your family, or why do you have this, you think? He says 90% die in 3 years. I survived for 3 years, so my time is up. No miracles for MND are recorded. Then I ask him, if you paralyzed, how do you write your emails? He says, I have got state of art dragon program voice activated, something that Stephen Hawkins uses. Krishna has provided everything. Carers for 4 times a day, electronic operated pad that controls door, heater lights, and 8 other equipments. Isn't Krishna merciful? I can still tap keyboard with my forearms supported on the knee and moving my knee. So, despite his horrible position, he's happy. He sees it at Krishna's mercy. Sorry. So time takes away everything. I wrote a poem about time. I want to read it to you. Time, you're so amazing. How slowly you've been changing our bodies from young and strong, healthy and fit, into old and bald, tired and sick. From handsome and athletic, witty and agile, into wrinkled and pathetic, stiff and senile. Oh, time, once we were all healthy and young, handsome and strong, and now it's all gone. I must say, well done. So time, suffering, is there to remind us that we're not this body. And bad things would happen, are there to help you to remember, not to punish you, but it's Krishna's mercy on you. If you see it as Krishna's mercy on you, to remember, yes, I'm not this body. I'm a spirit soul. So now I myself am 63, and I've about 15 years about to live more, if I look in my chart, 10, 50 years. So, well, but still, the tendency is there to forget. I'm still healthy, and I wrote a song about how I would like to die. I'll read it to you. It's actually a song. And you want me to sing it? Yeah? I will put the music on. It's sung on the overture of Tchaikovsky's to Romeo and Juliet. I use, because I was thinking, so many of my godbrothers and sisters die, and then you're thinking, you know, how would I like to die? So this song, let me see if the music works. When the time arrives of my death, let only your names be in my head. I hope it will be peacefully. Spiritually, I pray I'll be in a chair or bed somewhere in Vrindavan Dham, surrounded by well wishes, while Prabhupada chants your holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Oh, how I dread my coming death, not the dying, looking forward to that. No, it is pain. That's what I dread. Pain that might lie ahead. And will I be sane to remember you or chant your holy name? I pray that at the time of my death, only your sweet names will go through my head. And let it please be in the holy town of Radha Shyama Sundar and Krishna and Balaram. While I hear Prabhupada chant, especially when I can't. Yeah. A second. So, time, death. I'm always thinking of death. Many people think I'm so jolly and careless, etc. But I wrote so many songs about suicide, depression, death. And like that. I'm always thinking of death, you know. But the point is, I'm happy because I'm not going to die. I'm eternal. You know, that's why I'm happy that I don't belong here and I go definitely somewhere else. You know, I don't want to come back. So I'm occupied with that. And that's why I'm happy. You know, I'm happy because Krishna consciousness is so nice. Krishna consciousness is so wonderful. Like, you know, people go to Mangalarti. But why do you go to Mangalarti? Why do you go to Mangalarti? You. Why do you go to Mangalarti? Huh? You what? Say? You're thrown out if you don't. Ah, he doesn't say that. He's a very sweet devotee. Oh, who else? Why do you go to Mangalarti? Pardon? To take darshan of Krishna. Okay? Anyone else? Why do you go to Krishna? To Mangalarti. What? Any of the Matijis, why do you go to Mangalarti? If you go to Mangalarti, yeah. Yes? Who was in Mangalarti this morning? They can say it. Yes? Okay. So, that's very nice. He goes because it's very nice singing and dancing. You see, imagine Sisi Radha Gokulanda. They are the lords of the house. If you see an English movie from the old days, then when the lord of the manor arrives, then outside is the butler and the cook all dressed up and the chambermaid and this. They all lined up to welcome the lord. So the lord of the house is waken up at 3:45. And when the curtains open at 4:30, he would like to see his devotees, his servants. You see, and for us, if we live at a manor, it is a must to be present. for the Lordship, to serve him. But beyond that, it's so nice to go to Mangalarti. It's nice. I'm happy. Peace of mind. But of course, it's not that happy if you stand and you just hold back with your arms behind your back. You know, because your arms behind your back, which so many do, and I take so often the hands away, is you hold back something. You don't give yourself, you know, this or just like this, but like this. Samsara da, there we go again. You know, like, I don't really want to be there, but I have to be there. So, you see, so crystal consciousness, I'm not very learned. I haven't followed the Bhakti Shastri. That verse I was chanting, that's the only verse I know from the Bhagavatam. You see, I can't be bothered to learn them. But I know the verses, but can't be bothered to learn them. I'd rather learn a song or something else. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinanda Sitaram Lakshmanama Sisi Gornitai. Are you opening or not? No. Very slow. Hari Hari Bo. Jai. So we're there to give pleasure to their lordships. That's where we're there for Mangalarti. We're there for Guru Puja, to pay our respects, our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, who went with two heart attacks, with no money, all the way to the West, leaving Vrindavan behind, who has been so kind. This is a song I might sing at a Sankirtan festival. So we have to have this desire. If you get up, if you're in your bed and you hear someone wake and say, oh, Mangalarti, Maya, yeah, I want to go there. If I give you a ticket to Vrindavan, leaving tomorrow at 3 o'clock, will you be awake? If I give you a ticket to Hawaii or Florida, no one will say, shall I get up on, shall I go to the, no, you will be eager to get up, to go to the airport and go on your journey, you know, it's all paid for. So we should have this desire. Everything in Krishna consciousness starts with enthusiasm. If you want to be a good materialist, a good businessman, if you want to be a successful Olympic winner, you know, like for instance, I was just talking to someone yesterday, the other day, you know, like for instance, if you want to win the gold with the Olympics, swimmer. So every morning you go, rain or shine, you go on your bike or whatever, you go to the swimming pool and you go, you know, so many times, only to get his gold, for power, for fame, to be the best. Yeah! You know, to get his gold medal. So, because of he or she wants to desperately to have this gold medal, so there's a birthday party of the mother or the friends. There's this party, this thing. Oh, sorry, it's 8 o'clock, I have to go to bed. So I have to do my exercise tomorrow. So, you see, so they give up things in order to get his gold medal. So if you want to go back to Godhead, you know, you have to, first of all, desire to go back to Godhead. And then, while doing it in an enthusiastic way, you become happy. And it's very blissful, because everything in Krishna consciousness is so nice. But if you don't appreciate it, if you hold back, then you don't taste it. You know, then it's like that. Yeah, you know, it just, you don't get a mercy. It is like the story I tell so often of Prabhupada, you know, walking in the park with his disciples, and he's feeding some ducks some chapatis, and then one particular duck goes, quack, quack, and he gives, again, to that same duck some more chapati, and the duck goes, quack, quack, and he gives again. Then the disciples ask, why do you give to this particular duck? Why not to all, everyone, you know, like a state should be equal to every living entity. He said, well, he quacks the most, the loudest. You know, so if you're the most enthusiastic, you get a mercy. If you hold back, you know, if I say, here, who wants Krista Prema? Yeah! If you go, you know, there's a story of 500 rupee notes. It's an motivation speech, you know, like someone, a motivational speaker, has a 500 rupee note, says, who wants this? And you have, people go like this, and one person runs to the stage, and he hands it to him, her, you know, because he's eager. You know, and then another story about a 500 rupee note, you know, he takes the rupee note, and And he crumples it. And I forgot, but it was like, you know, no matter how much you stamped upon, people don't care about you, and etc. You know, you still worth 500 rupees. You know, you still don't lose your self, how you call that, appreciation, or you know, what is esteem, because people shout at you, like outside in the world. I was speaking to, I was last Friday in a program in King's Cross, and then one Indian man said, I saw Hare Krishna on the street, and he was trying to do books, and he was like this, you know. No one will take it if you're not happy with it, but if you... Sometimes you get dizzy. I used to get dizzy going to the ground. my head's spinning. But if you go like... So, how about you? Want a book? So you have to be enthusiastic, you know. And if you're happy, then people think, why is this person happy? It's raining and it's boring. What are you doing? What do you have in... What is this books? Oh, it's about this and this. And okay, you know, but if you're like, then they're not inspired. So Krishna consciousness is all about that. It's about being enthusiastic and see, you know, that the Lord, also on Sankirtan, you know, like I sang my song last year of the Sankirtan devotee, that, you know, don't be depressed, you know, just do your best. And the Lord, and sometimes the Lord, you know, you don't understand his ways. It's like, why are you doing this to me? Why? But he has a plan, and we don't know. And first of all, first you think, what is this? What is the point? Wasting money, wasting time, wasting this. And then you realize that he has another plan. And I myself, I'm very organized. You know, so every time I get smashed because all my plans I just, you know, all what I organize, it doesn't happen because people let you down, etc., or material nature, or the equipment blows up, or a lady falls to her chair during performance, or there's always something wrong. And so first I used to get angry, and then I was thinking, but all the time it more or less came out nice. So, I'm still going to do my best. I don't like it, but maybe you have another plan. So I'll try to see what your plan is. So, like that. So cause sometimes you think, why, you know, I'm doing Sankirtan, you know, why does the van breaks down? What is this? You're God. You know, I'm trying to serve you. Give me a break, or give yourself a break, or, you know, like that. If you talk to God, I talk to him like that, you know. But I'm trying to be more polite now. But I used to. But at least I see him as a person who's in charge, you know, like that's better. You know, that everything, you know, he's in charge, even in everyone's heart. He's the one of the thief who steals your laptop, or he's in the heart of the one, you know, who hits you, etc. Nothing happens without his will. So like that. And then, so when you start seeing, just like Gendra, the elephant, that the Lord, you know, he's the only one to take shelter of. Everyone lets you down. Everyone will let you down. Because everyone is more or less thinking of themselves first. You know, and just like it was day, I was taking prasadam with the brahmacharis, and then one brahmachari was saying, yes, when I was sick, only two people came to see me how I was doing. Everyone else was busy doing sankirtan or preaching. You see, like that. First of all, you have to take care of your brothers, and first of all, you have to take care of yourself. You know, make sure you're awake, that you're not asleep all the time during japa or during class. Because these are your vitamins. First, save yourself. And saving yourself means attending the morning program, if you live in the temple. And it would be also nice for those people outside the temple to come at least once a week to the temple for Mangala Arati. You're so close by, 10 minutes. But the tendency, if you live outside, you know, then you purchase a television, and then there's this late night movie which is really exciting, which you wanted to see, or there is this or that. And in this way, you go to bed late and you wake up late, and everything you do becomes a habit. You know, if you go to bed late, and then it becomes a habit. You're not sleepy, so you go back to late again, and every time you get up late. So if you start doing slack with your rounds, then it becomes a habit. So in this way, you have always to fight against this tendency of Maya to take you away and to draw you back from being fixed like that. So are there any questions or comments?